Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play some Juwan Jennings stuff, but I was just thinking about the quarterback. We do this thing like, this guy's going to play 15 years for your team. Probably not. Like,
no.
A lot of guys in the league just don't last like they used to.
15 years in general, how many people play that long in the NFL?
Let me ask you a question.
No.
Without using Google, okay? When he was named starter because of Joe's injury in early in 91, I'm going to give you the date. How many years do you think Steve Young was the starter for the 49ers?
Full-time? Like, he's like the guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven?
Eight, and then some change.
Okay.
Eight. Steve Young.
Hall of Famer.
Right?
One of the best to do in that era.
Look, it was a unique situation. He went to Tampa after the USFL, got traded to the Niners, was yo-yoed back and forth between the two, him and Joe, and like really didn't get his first chance till he was 30 years old, and because of injury. And so, I know we think these guys have these decade-long careers, but very few have them. You know, like if I were to just pull up Jeff Garcia, why don't you pull up Jeff Garcia?
Let's pull up Jeff.
Jeff Garcia came in out of nowhere, 1999, and was the quarterback of the 49ers and had some prolific seasons. How many years was Jeff Garcia the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers? Go to game started.
Okay, I will go to that.
Right.
Jeff Garcia, game started. All right. Going back to 1999.
Yeah, it's when he first
started 10 games that season in 99.
After Steve got knocked out in game three in Arizona, laying on the ground.
So after that point, he was a starter for 1, 2, 3 seasons, 4 seasons. Those first three, though, full-time starter. He was a Pro Bowler, I should add. And then it was kaput after those 4 seasons. So 4, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a variety of reasons why they moved off from Jeff. Injuries were the number one thing. He was hurt all the time, and he was making a lot of money. And they were in dead cap hell from all the penance that they had paid during the 90s when the salary cap was first instituted. But a big part of it was the injuries. It's so hard to stay healthy in the NFL. So when we talk about the whole like Brock Purdy situation, it's hard to not immediately pivot back to Jimmy Garoppolo and think about Jimmy's body and the injuries. And then, you know, there's a conversation about performance. I believe Brock's better than Jimmy, but Jimmy was good at a time. He was good. I think Brock is a little better than what Jimmy was. In fact, in many ways, a lot better. But, like, normally the bodies give out on these dudes. Very few guys play at an elite level for close to a decade at any position, but specifically quarterback position. Like, and I look at Russ as another guy like Russ, what he was year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is not who he is now.
No. And I want to say this too. It's not body specific. So because if you are undersized, like, let's be honest, Brock Purdy is an undersized quarterback. Yeah. Jeff Garcia was undersized. It's not that specific. Like, you could be a big guy and also deal with this. Cam Newton, I think he's the poster child for that.
That's a good point.
How much punishment did Cam Newton take, Joe, early on in his career?
Way too much.
Way too much.
Kaepernick.
And he was Kaepernick.
6'4", 220, you know, chiseled like a Greek god, and his shoulder gave out, his foot gave out. I mean, he just took unreal hits.
Unreal. And he went vegan at one point, didn't he, Kaepernick? Yeah, and yeah. I don't know if that's...
Didn't balloon up, he ballooned down.
Exactly. He lost some of that mass on him.
But the shoulder injury, like, Alex Smith is in between the two of them in terms of height. He was always skinny. Like, his body was giving out on him until it didn't, you know? Well, and, you know, like, I'm surprised, honest to God, I am legitimately surprised Alex Smith played close to 15 years in the NFL.
15.
It's remarkable.
And he almost lost his leg towards the end there.
You know, it's
insane.
Remarkable.
And he came back from that. So
when we have all these like Purdy conversations and we're just like, just thinking about like what you do and everything, like sometimes there is no right or wrong. And sometimes football happens and guys depreciate physically and it's just nobody's fault. I know we want to find fault. Brock's never been as good. No, he was good. He was great. In fact, the play hasn't been as good. The team around him hasn't been as good. His body's given out a little. Sometimes it's just football.
Are you going to feel like, this the way you're feeling? Like, is this feeling for Brock going to change at all for you, or is this how you're feeling right now? So if Brock comes back, let's just say hypothetically, Sunday Night Football, prime time, two touchdowns, 250 passing yards, has a couple of scrambles for first down, looks pretty close to how Brock has looked in the past, and they win.
I want to see him have a great month of football.
Month.
Like, and it's not like it's going to make or break my opinion of him, but it just feels like he hasn't played 3 or 4 great games in a row in a long time.
Well, we haven't seen him. Like, this is the problem with this too.
They didn't win consecutive games last year. When he was the starting quarterback last year, they were 6-9. So like, yes, he was good in some of those games. He was bad in some of those games. I don't put it all on him. I just want to see my quarterback, whoever it is, play well for a month.
Well, exactly. And you know, we do this thing, and it's true. Out of sight, out of mind becomes a reality in sports. Mm-hmm. It just does. Whether you want to say it does or doesn't, it absolutely does. Like, think of cross-sport analogy here. It's different. Like, Kawhi Leonard. What you used to think about Kawhi Leonard as a player, going back to let's go back to 2019. That guy was on top 10 trajectory. What he had done, and obviously that championship was on the heels of catastrophic injuries for the Warriors.
But it was one of the great, you know, gladiator slaying of the dragon moments in NBA history.
He was the best player in the finals MVP on the court, taking out the Heatles.
On one leg,
the Heatles and the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant. Now, only Kevin Durant for barely a quarter and a half, whatever it was. But still, he was insane. And then since 2019 on, Joe, I haven't seen enough Kawhi Leonard. I just haven't. And when he's out there, I cringe.
But he can still pull back and be the great Kawhi for times, just not for long stretches.
No, but out of sight, out of mind. Like, his legacy is going to be looked at differently because he just wasn't on the court enough. And I don't want it to get to a point with Brock, and I feel like we are getting to a point where Niner fans, like Jonathan San Francisco is calling, you just haven't seen enough of the guy, so it's like, well, he's not here. He's not here. Max here. Starting.
When Klay Thompson was out for as long as he was, did we kind of forget about Klay?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think Klay felt that too. And he felt some type of way about it. And
right.
I don't fault him for that, Joe. He became a changed person. When you have two of those devastating injuries and you're not there contributing, there is a mental hurdle you have to get over.
I think of two guys on the Niners like instantly, Dee Ford and Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk is a great one. I think we are kind of...
We're forgetting how good he was.
We're forgetting it now.
Like, he wasn't... He had a great year, but we are definitely forgetting about how good he was.
Are we forgetting how good Brock Purdy was, Niner fans? Is it out of sight, out of mind for you right now? Is it getting to that point? Or are you saying, no, I didn't forget. I want Brock back as soon as possible. 888-957-9570. I teased that Roddy White sound we're going to get to in regards to Kyle Shanahan, because I do think there's parallels to what's going on now with Juwan Jennings that I find very, very fascinating. Roddy White, former Atlanta Falcon, obviously was there for just his last year which was Kyle Shanahan's first year as offensive coordinator in Atlanta back in 2015. But before we do that, Joe, let's go to Austin in San Jose. Wants to join the conversation. What's up, Austin? You're on the roast.
Hey, not much. I want to say this with the injured players, man. They gotta stay home and get healthy. Come back to practice fully healthy. Get full sessions. That's when Brock Purdy, Jennings, and whoever else is injured on that offense need to heal up. Don't think your job is taken away. It's just because they outperforming. Yeah. Kendrick Bourne is outperforming Jennings. Yeah, that's okay. He's showing the other 31 teams that, hey, I can still do this at a high level. Matt Jones outperforming Brock Purdy with no starters on the team, showing the other 31 teams, hey, I can still do this. Their job is not taken. Just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. Don't come back still injured and messing up the flow of the offense. That's just what it is at the end of the day. And Brock Purdy, yeah, he's a good player, but he's only a good player when he had Kittle healthy, CMC healthy, Trent Williams healthy, Deebo healthy, Brandon Ayuk healthy. That's when he was at his best. We have not seen him at his best when he had none of those core players on the field. We've seen Matt Jones without none of those core players doing great. Now, just imagine if Matt Jones get these core players and playing with them. Then we really go have a quarterback controversy. What y'all think about that?
Thanks, Austin. I understand what he's saying. Like, hey, I see this quarterback over here, Josh Allen, take this team all the way to the brink with the Buffalo Bills, AFC Championship game. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anyone to work with. Oh, it's Josh Allen. Right? He won the MVP last year, although I thought it should have been Lamar Jackson. That's fine. Josh Allen won the MVP. Like, that's an MVP type of a season. It was. Brock, like other quarterbacks, if you don't have weapons and you don't have the people around you, you're not going to succeed. It is a team sport. Like, this isn't tennis or golf where I can just put it all on my back. This isn't Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods out there. All right? I need my left tackle to show up. I need my offensive line to block for me. I need my wide receivers to run the right routes. Like, to succeed, I do. Whether you're Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, or Brock Purdy.
So what do you make of Mac Jones doing it with lesser talent currently? And they haven't won every one of these games, but do you make anything of it? Is it like an outlier? Is it too small of a sample size?
It's a small sample size, but I'll say this. Bro, like, Mac, and I've always been higher on Mac than most.
He
is a first-round talent. Like, so we are seeing a guy that was drafted in the first round, a guy that won a national championship at Alabama, who clearly has elite arm talent. I am saying it. It is an elite arm talent. What he's able to do, the decision-making, the quick release. We've seen really good Mac Jones. I don't think we've seen bad Mac Jones at all this season. Maybe in the preseason.
The final interception was pretty bad.
That was bad?
It was pretty bad. He stared him down. He had two guys open underneath. But that's an individual play.
Thank you. It's an individual play.
I also think that Mac, though he's played very admirably, and I've been very impressed with him, he does have flaws, like the very specific flaws that limit him. He's very locked in on that first read on certain particular plays, and I've noticed that. And then the other part is obviously his mobility is very compromised.
I feel like I noticed it more in this game. Obviously, and the sacks contributed to that, but needing to get rid of it way faster. And that internal clock, I felt like, was sped up a lot this past week where I hadn't seen it in weeks prior with Mac. But that just speaks off. And Todd Bowles is a hell of a defensive coordinator. And Vita Vea ate the lunch of that interior offensive line, and that was a problem. And Vita Vea is one of the best, if not the best, defensive tackle in football at times. He's a Super Bowl champion.
It's hard, though, not to be impressed by Mac. And I will admit this, like, dude, when you're throwing a Jake Tonjes, yes, and you're throwing a Kendrick Bourne, I don't care whether you've been doing it in training camp with those guys or not. You're now doing it in an NFL game. That is, like, Kendrick Bourne, dude's a great story.
Yeah.
Who had Kendrick Bourne going for 300 yards over two games?
No one. But we do know that Kyle Shanahan can't have anyone cook in his offense at any given time. What you're saying about Kendrick Bourne now, people were saying about Juwan Jennings last year. It's like, Juwan Jennings? What he did against the Rams, Juwan Jennings? What? No, like, but that's what we were saying.
But that
last
was when
year.
Juwan Jennings did it for the bulk of it with Kittle also out there.
Yeah.
Right? And Deebo played a lot.
But that Rams game, Kittle wasn't out there.
No, and Deebo played a lot last year. Like, so, you know, Kendrick's doing it as the number one. It's It's kind of crazy.
So Kendrick Bourne's doing his thing. Clearly, Juwan Jennings is feeling some type of way, as we saw on Sunday from beat reporters Cam Inman reporting, you know, seeing on the sideline the scuffle between, and I call it a scuffle. There wasn't no like they're pushing or shoving, but there was yelling between Kyle Shanahan, Juwan Jennings. They're going to keep that in house, it sounds like. That's what they said after the game. You know, then and then Jennings goes on to say, hey, I got five broken ribs. I'm dealing with this. You know, it was reported that he had a calf injury in training camp. Clearly, the guy's just battling to be out there and wants to get his touches because he has in a very heavy incentive-laden contract this season. He wanted to get paid. He wanted to get extended. And the Niners played hardball and said, no, we're not going to do that. So we'll make you all these incentives. And part of those incentives is you have to be out on the field. And you have to produce. And he hasn't been producing. Why? Well, part of it, he doesn't have the connection with Brock Purdy that he has with Mac Jones. And Mac Jones has a better connection with Kendrick Bourne. Can we just say that? I can just watch the games. There is a clear connection, and the top connection on the 49ers right now is Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne. And I think Juwan Jennings is feeling some type of way about it. Listen to what Roddy White, former NFL wide receiver, former All-Pro, hell of a career, by the way. He had 10,000 receiving yards. People talking about out of sight, out of mind. We forget about players. He's one of them. Roddy White was really good on those Falcons teams.
There's a game against the Niners at Candlestick I always reference where Mike Singletary called a team-wide timeout and the whole entire team huddled up. Oh, and on the very next play, Roddy White went for like an 80-yard touchdown. Roddy White destroyed the Niners. So did Michael the Burner Turner.
Michael Turner!
He was so sick.
Oh, my
Such
God.
Such a great bowling ball.
Oh, so good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.